If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas. Hard to believe it's already week 7 in the National Football League, but if you want to know who a former player thinks it gives you the edge, and if you want to know and hear from the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting, you've come to the right place. I'm pretty sure there's no other podcast out there in the galaxy that has a former player, fairly recently retired, and a guy of Steve Fezzik's caliber. I'm Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. He is Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports. You can always find the feed for this podcast and any of the RT Media podcast, like the Fantasy Feast and Ross Tucker Football Podcast, at rosstucker.com. We appreciate anything any of you guys do to support the pod if you like it, whether that's spreading the word on social media or if you got to buy something for your family and you want to use Amazon, hit the link up over at the Even Money page over at rosstucker.com. Last week, tale of 2 weeks, really, or tale of two stories, Steve, for you and I. I had a big week, man. I bet a lot, and it paid off. I won 7 units. The Jags, the Bears, the Lions were my big winners. The over-under in the Indy-Houston game, I got crushed. I went under. It was way over. The Geno Smith pick 6 was a bad, bad beat for both of us. I also lost big on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steve, you had a rough week, second consecutive rough week. You lost 9 units. You and I are both down 6 units on this podcast for the NFL regular season. The Jets and the Texans were your big losers. But if you look, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you look at your history over time, is it fair to say that now, after 2 consecutive bad Sundays, would be the opportune time or the good time to hop in and take your advice? Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I'm actually talking about dollar cost averaging and jumping on board when you have a negative week or negative weeks. However, it probably is more likely that it's somewhat memoryless. So I guarantee you this, when I'm off a losing week or weeks, I certainly don't work less hard. If anything, I'm working much harder.
How crazy is it, Steve? I'm watching the end of that Broncos-Jets game, and I'm feeling good about, you know, that you and I both took the Jets, and Geno Smith throws that terrible of a pick 6. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, well, they got the ball. They're down 7. They might tie it. But at any rate, I'm going to win this bet, and then he does that. It's like I've never really gambled before. Not that I'm gambling here, but made picks like this with the spread. That, I mean, if I put a lot of money on that, that would drive me berserk.
Well, I had a lot of money on the Jets, and I had a lot of money on the Washington Redskins, and the exact same thing happened last week. It's just one of those weeks.
Man. Well, you can put a lot of money on some horse racing if you'd like at derbyjackpot.com. It's the easiest way to bet on live horse races online and from your mobile phone. It's 100% legal in 37 states, totally safe. There are races every 5 minutes, every day, all day. The races are from all over the world. I actually did a demo with the guy who runs this thing. This is awesome. You just sit there on your computer or your phone. You can put money on any horse you want in any race, and every 5 minutes there's a new race. Very, very cool. There are live feeds of real races that you can watch. One guy won $11,400 with a single start bet of $1. And it's really cool because it's live video of each and every race. All you need to do is go to derbyjackpot.com, enter our promo code MONEY on the second page when you sign up. You'll receive $20 for free with your first deposit to start betting. Again, that's derbyjackpot.com. You want to try something cool with horse racing, you just enter our promo code MONEY on the second page, and you'll get $20 free when you put your first deposit in to start betting. Again, derbyjackpot.com, put in money. Brian, let's roll.
All right, Ross, tonight, Thursday Night Football, the New York Jets at the New England Patriots.
I am showing the Jets getting 9.5 points and the over-under of 45.5. Are you with me, Mr. Fezzik?
44.5.
44.5 now. Oh, that's interesting because
bad,
the one I'm looking at is 45.5.
80% chance of rain. Rainfall may be heavy. That's what happened to that total.
Oh, all right. So then how do we do that then? Because my thing says 45.5. I want 45. My machine says 45.5.
That was the opener, but it's down to 44.5. I've got the latest odds updating as I speak.
Got it. All right. That stinks. Well, I'm going to put two on the Jets, two units on the Jets. Same theory as last week. Patriots struggling with the offensive line. The Jets defensive line has the potential to wreck this game for Brady and the boys. No Mayo, no Ridley. This is really Rex Ryan, Geno Smith's last stand, if you will. I think the weather contributes to a low-scoring game. And I like the Jets getting the 9.5 points. Two units on the Jets for me. I was going to put two on the under at 45.5. 44.5 gives me a little bit of pause. So I'll just put one unit on the under at 44.5 for this game.
And eerily reminiscent of our analysis on the Denver Bronco game, I'm supposed to be on the Jets, obviously, having not covered, four straight games. And New England, we were writing them off, and then they've had two straight very positive performances, a little bit of a phony final score against Buffalo. I hate the Jets, but I'm going to do one unit on a correlated parlay. I'll take the Jets plus 9.5 to the under 44.5, one unit to win 2.6 units.
Steve, let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals at the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
Yes, and boy, all of a sudden, power rating-wise, Indy is better than Cincinnati, and the bettors realize this. Indy is laying 3. The total is 49.5, and that Indy probably be laying 3.5 at post. I'm going to make this one simple. I'm going over the total. I'm worried A.J. Green is, of course, still banged up, but the Colts are a dead-not-over team, and the fact that the Bengals' D got shredded by Cam Newton without any weapons, really, that was crazy. What are the Colts going to do to them on over 49.5, two units?
Wow. That's interesting. I'm going to pass this game. You know, the line seems just about right to me. I could see the Bengals winning the game, but I think it's a close game that the Colts probably pull out at home. And that total, that's starting to get pretty high for me. I don't know if the Bengals will be able to keep pace offensively, even if the Colts do get in to a shootout. They might, but second consecutive week without A.J. Green, it looks like. That's going to be tough. So I am going to pass this game.
Ross, how about Tennessee at Washington?
Showing the Redskins giving the Tennessee Titans 5.5 points and a total number of 46. Are those accurate, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put two on the Redskins. I think I've been burned by the Redskins quite a bit. I think I was burned on them in Seattle. I think I got burned by them last week. There are certain teams that I guess I just, like Chicago, I guess I believe in or bet on more than I should. But I think this is the time where Washington actually comes through for me. I do not think the Tennessee Titans are very good at all. Now they have to go on the road. The Redskins have had a string of tough losses against quality opponents. I think they win the game. I think they probably end up winning the game by double digits. I'm taking the Skins, two units, laying the 5.5.
I'm going to go over the 46 for two units. Tennessee, I think, is a totally different team when they've got Jake Locker back, and I do expect that he's going to play. I have AFC against NFC, which is always a good spot for overs. By the way, over 70% of the games, the interconference games last year went over. Lack of familiarity, I think, had a lot to do with that, and the game not being as big a game. So I expect Tennessee to have more firepower with Locker. I'm going over.
Steve, let's talk about the Miami Dolphins at the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and I'm showing the line to be 3 to 3.5. Either one is available. 3.5 is a little more common right now. The Bears favored with a total that has dropped down to 48 to 48.5. I am going to be on Miami here for one star. I really think Miami gave a game away against Green Bay that they should have won. They really did outplay them. And the Bears are so decimated with injuries, it's easy to look at that great performance against Atlanta to say the team is gelling. But I think they just have way too many injuries on the defensive side. I got the two teams rated equal, if not Miami slightly better. I'll take the 3.5.
The Bears have not played very well at home either, which is interesting because usually, what is the home team? It's usually worth 3 points, Steve. Is that right?
Right. I think it's worth nothing to the Bears the last 12 games.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you. I'm putting a unit on the Dolphins as well. For whatever reason, the Bears, maddeningly inconsistent, especially poor at home. This is going to be a close game, I think. I can see the Dolphins winning it. So when I think it's about 50-50 and I can see the other team winning it, you're going to give me 3 points, 3.5 points in this case. I will take it.
Ross, Cleveland Browns at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know what? I know the Jags are going to win at some point, and they've been right there 2 games in a row. And maybe the Browns are getting a little high on the hog now with blowing out the Steelers and everybody telling them how great they are. But I'm still going to take the Browns, and I'm going to put 3 units on. I believe in this team. I believe in their ability to run the football. No Alex Mack gives me a little bit of pause, I suppose, but I'm going to take the Browns, even though I'm showing that they're laying 5.5 and that the total number is 45. Is that correct, Steve?
It is.
Okay. I'm gonna lay the 5.5. I'm going to put 3 on the Browns. I think I've picked them to lose every week this season, maybe. I don't know what I've done here on the Even Money podcast, but on the Ross Tucker Football podcast, straight up, I've picked them to lose most of these games. I've been wrong. So if you can't beat them, join them, I guess. I'm taking the Browns.
Very interesting. Well, we're button heads. I'll be 1 unit on Jacksonville plus the 5.5, mostly because of the Mac injury. And also, I don't believe in Cleveland at all. Impressive performance against the Steelers, going 1-1 and 2-0 against the spread. But I think that's more the problems Pittsburgh has. I have to ask you, Ross, as an offensive lineman, I would have thought that you would never have 3-starred a team that has their center out, which seems so critical to the bettors here in Vegas. Can you comment on your history when your center has been out?
Well, yeah, and I was that guy several times. The only thing I would tell you is that, you know, Alex went down in the first half on Sunday, and they played very well with John Greco in there at center and McQuiston in there at right guard. And the difference, too, Steve, in my mind, is that Greco was the starting right guard. So they bumped him over to center during the game without him really getting very many reps at all during the week of practice. Now, this week, he's taking every single snap at center. So I think he'll be even better. I think he'll play even better. I'd almost be more concerned about McQuiston or more concerned about their depth if another guy goes down. That's interesting to hear how much of an impact that has on Vegas. Really interesting. I didn't know I was that valuable, Steve. I was invaluable because I filled in a couple times when the center went down.
And the poster child for that game, of course, for the center injury, of course, was the Tampa Bay Oakland Super Bowl when Oakland center went down and Vegas with that line went from 3.5 to 2.5 on game day as there was a feeding frenzy against Oakland.
All right, Steve, moving on. The Seattle Seahawks at the St. Louis Rams.
Sure, showing Seattle laying 6.5, a bunch of angry Seahawks. The total is 43. I've got the line being a little bit inflated, but I still have Seattle rated as the NFL's best team. I pass the game.
I'm taking the over. I think Seattle's going to come out scoring. I have not been impressed with the Rams' defense. And the Seahawks defense is starting to show some chinks in the armor as well. The Rams have had the ability these last couple games to make it competitive late, to find a way to put some points on there. You know, 43 is a pretty low number. So I'm not a big over-under guy typically, Steve, but for whatever reason, I've got a bunch of total over-under bets this week. I'm putting 2 units on the over for Seattle-St. Louis. And by the way, one other thing I should mention is that PokerShop.com is awesome. It's awesome. Anything you need poker-related or pretty much anything casino-related, They've got craps, roulette, all the various table games. You guys can get some awesome stuff for your man cave. Then they got other stuff, right? They've got, you know, NFL licensed gear. They've got collegiate licensed gear. You know, just like a place like Vistaprint has everything you need for your home office, PokerShop.com is the place for anything you need for your man cave. And come on, we always need at least one more thing that will look cool in the man cave. By the way, if you go to PokerShop.com and you put in the code Ross at the bottom of the shopping cart, you get 10% off. So not only do you get something cool over there, you get 10% off if you use the code Ross at PokerShop.com.
All right, Ross, continuing on, Carolina at Green Bay.
I show Green Bay giving 7 to Carolina, and the total number right now, 48.5. Steve?
That's correct.
Steve always has the most up-to-dated, they're texting him as we're on the show, so I always want to make sure that the numbers are the same. I'm going over on this one. I don't think Carolina can stop anybody these days, let alone Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense. I think they're good for 30-some points. And if that's the case, and Carolina only needs to score 20-some, which they will because Green Bay's defense isn't that great, and Cam Newton's playing very well. So I feel strongly about this one. I'm putting 3 on the over in Carolina at Green Bay.
Yeah, and I certainly don't disagree. I'll go along with you, 1 unit on the over.
All right, Steve, Atlanta at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm showing Baltimore laying 6.5 to 7. Both are available. The total is 49. I'm going to go back to my quarters, which historically have been extremely strong and haven't been the last few weeks. Atlanta, very likely to start with the ball. Mike Smith always likes to take the ball when he wins the coin toss, and the Harbaughs like to defer, not all the time, but most of the time. We'll take Atlanta plus a half for 2 units in the first quarter. I'll take Baltimore minus a half in the third quarter for 2 units and go with that.
I'm going under. Atlanta only scored 13 points last week against the Chicago Bears at home. Now they're going outside on the road to Baltimore. Baltimore has a better defense than Chicago does. And I look at it, and I think Baltimore will score, but not like they did last week against Tampa. I'm putting 3 units on the under, 49 in this game.
Ross, how about Minnesota at Buffalo?
Well, this is crazy because I'm showing the Bills giving the Vikings 5.5, and the total is a week 7 low, 42.5. Am I right, Steve?
Yes.
I'm going Buffalo. You know, this has got to be the first week I'm actually betting on Buffalo. The same week it's the first week I'm betting on Cleveland, which is pretty much a mortal lock that those bets will both falter. But I don't care. I think the Bills win the game. They're playing at home. Minnesota's offensive line is atrocious right now, and the Bills' defensive line is pretty badass. Now it's Bridgewater on the road in Buffalo. Not a good environment. I think the Buffalo Bills win this one, maybe even by double digits. I'm putting 2 units on the Bills. Let's go, Buffalo.
And I have absolutely nothing on this game, and I'm happy I have nothing on it. I'll pass.
All right, Steve, are you passing on New Orleans at Detroit?
I am not passing on this one. Line is Detroit anywhere from laying 2.5 to laying 3, and total at 49. I am going under the 49, all injury-related. Calvin Johnson, if he plays, he won't be effective at all. Jimmy Graham is hurt as well. I've got my two biggest playmakers hurt. I've got Detroit. Perception is Detroit is an over-team. Reality is Detroit is an under-team this year under Caldwell. The total is too high under the 49. Two units.
Yeah, that's a good call there. I didn't even have that written down, but I'm going to do that as well. Give me 2 units on the under. I looked at it initially and thought that, you know, the line was about right. I think the Lions probably win the game. I almost wanted to stay away from this game, Steve, because the Saints coming off a bye, I just have no idea what's going on with this team. You know, I mean, they could easily break out and have 35 points. It's just weird what's going on with the Saints this year because you feel like it's inevitable that they're going to turn it on. But I'm with you. I think 2 units on the under is a very, very solid bet there.
Ross, how about the Kansas City Chiefs at the San Diego Chargers?
Chargers are laying for the total 44.5, Steve?
44 and a half or 45, pick either one.
Okay. Well, either way, I guess it doesn't really matter because I'm passing this game. I think the Chargers win. That's seemingly what they do every week. I think the Chiefs are right in it until the end. You know, that four-point number feels about right. And I think the 44 and a half on the total is about right. So this is a game where I'm just shying away.
I'm passing as well. I have the Chargers, the significantly better team power rating-wise, but Kansas City, Andy Reid, great off of a bye. Additionally, be careful. This type of game, be careful with trends. San Diego's done very well against Kansas City at home, and you can cite that. Well, last year, Week 17, Kansas City played their junior varsity. San Diego needed the game to make the playoffs. The line was 16.5, and San Diego won when the much-despised Ryan Succop missed a field goal for Kansas City. So the fact that Kansas City could have done so well in the world's worst spot makes you certainly concerned about San Diego here.
Steve, how about the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, and showing Dallas laying 6.5, total 48. Who knows, might go up to 7. I actually don't think it will. Power ratings, I've really upgraded Dallas. I have Dallas as a 6-point favorite on power ratings, but the spot is phenomenal for the Giants. Shut out, looking absolutely pathetic, national TV against Philly, and Dallas tear down the visitors' goalposts in Seattle. And, you know, this is the sort of spot you just simply have to bet on. You hold your nose and you bet on the team that looked terrible, who gets blasted by the national and local media for the entire week. Wouldn't surprise me if the Giants win outright. Give me the Giants 2 units.
Totally with you and your thought process. This is not an X's and O's football thing. This is a gut feeling. Everybody's telling the Cowboys that they're the best Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And the Giants coming off of a horrendous game on Sunday night. I think they bounced back. Eli Manning has owned the Dallas Cowboys in that stadium. I'm putting 3 units on the Giants getting the 6.5.
Ross, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals at the Oakland Raiders.
Right, and I'm showing the Cardinals giving 3.5 points and the total number being 44, which... that total number seems weird to me, Steve. It's like something's wrong there.
I have an opinion on the total. Let's see if we match up on it.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. I mean, I think Arizona's defense a little overrated. Derek Carr showed some good things. He's going to put the ball up in the air. And Oakland's defense is terrible. And Carson Palmer looked pretty good, not great last week. I think he'll look better this week. I'm putting 3 units on the over in this game.
And I'm with you. I'm putting 2 units on the over as well. I think that what's happened here is that the math stat guys are looking at Arizona as an under team, but I frankly don't care what Drew Stanton does, and I don't care what the third string Logan Thomas quarterback does. Now that I got Palmer back, he's my man. He's a gunslinger, and he's probably good for a pick six every third game as well. Arians loves to air the ball out. I got AFC versus NFC, which I always look to go over anyways. Love the over 44. I expect this is one to bet ASAP. I think the total will inflate 2 units.
Steve, Sunday Night Football has the 49ers at the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, tough game. I'm showing Denver laying 6.5, total 50. And it wouldn't surprise me if Frisco actually was very competitive in the game, if not winning it. I'm, of course, concerned about all the Harbaugh distractions, but I think those distractions are a bigger deal when a team is losing than when it's winning. I wanted to ask Ross how your feeling is when you get a locker room that's divided a little bit like that. I think winning cures everything, and you can put aside problems like that. When you're losing, that backfighting can really become a vicious, vicious problem. I'm on Frisco just for a unit plus a 6.5.
Yeah, if you're winning, nobody really cares. You know, they really don't. And the other thing is, you know, there's plenty of guys out there that don't like their coaches. You know, if that's the report that, oh, they don't like their coaches, well, welcome to the club. There's a lot of guys there's a lot of players in New England that don't like Bill Belichick. But, you know, how many people like their bosses out there that are listening right now? A lot of people don't like their bosses, right? So it's not that big of a story, if you ask me, in that regard. In terms of this game, I'm going to go the other way. I don't like, you know, giving up that many points, but I really think that the Broncos, Sunday Night Football, they want to get Peyton Manning that record. They want him to break Brett Favre's record at home, Sunday Night Football, you know, to get those three touchdown passes. And for San Francisco, you know, they just played Monday night on the road, then they fly back to San Francisco, then they fly back to Denver. Now, they've been typically pretty decent in primetime games, especially, I think, Monday nights under Kaepernick. But Kaepernick played so well Monday night, and he's so inconsistent, I kind of feel like, all right, well, he played well last week, which means he'll play poorly this week. I'm going to put two units on the Denver Broncos laying 6.5, which I might regret that one, but I just, that's my logic. I explained it, so that's what I'm going with. By the way, if your fantasy team stinks, and I know a lot of yours do, DraftKings.com has one-week fantasy football founded by American sports fans for American sports fans. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You can play whenever you want. You have an injured player? No problem at DraftKings. It's a new season every week. You're never stuck with the same dudes. Just pick 9 starters, stay under the salary cap. You could be on your way to instant cash. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans are already taking home massive cash winnings every week. So if you're into wagering here on the Even Money podcast, give DraftKings.com a shot as well. You can get free entry into the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. Head over to DraftKings.com now. Enter the promo code FUMBLE to play for free. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter FUMBLE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Ross, let's finish it up. Monday Night Football has the Houston Texans at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers are just the weirdest team. I mean, they feel like they're 0-6, but they're 3-3. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, they get their numbers each week, but they can't score points. This is a weird game to me. Usually, though, it feels like the Steelers, when their backs are up against the wall in prime time, they usually come through. That said, I think it's a close game. I'm showing the Steelers laying 3.5 and the total being 45. I'm going to pass this game. I think the Steelers win by about a field goal, maybe a touchdown, and I don't have a strong enough feeling to put anything down on this. I pass.
I'm going to pass the game as well. You know, my concern with the Steelers, I agree with you, Ross, as far as bouncing back. The problem I have with the Steelers is that they always beat Cleveland, and they always play close games against Baltimore. And this year, the fact that they got blown out against Baltimore and crushed against Cleveland makes me feel this is going to be a very long year for the Steelers. Having said that, I pride myself on listening to everyone. I'm going to add a play, a Sunday night prop bet, because of what Ross said, which makes complete sense to me. When Denver gets in the red zone, they want him to get that record. Let's go Manning over 2 touchdown passes, going back to the Sunday night game. Probably be about minus 140, I would think. Let's put 2 units on that. I really like that prop bet.
Wow, nice. Steve with a prop bet. I love it. That'll do it, by the way, for today's Week 7 Even Money podcast. RossTucker.com, always the hub for this bad boy if you need to find us anywhere. If you want to send in some emails, we might be able to get to some emails some of these weeks when there's some more buy teams on a buy. Please, we love when you guys spread the word via social media, Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. You can always hit Steve up, and Steve put some stuff out there, at Fezzik Sports, and of course, the podcast official handle, at RTF Podcast. Good luck, everybody. I hope you win.
Thanks for downloading today's Even Money podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaton Podcast as well, all of which are available at RossTucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these 3 easy steps. first, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.